these legacies for us are both tangible and intangible. You know, they're witnessed in our maps and in our boundaries and our place names and our language, which is understandably quite complex and contentious in some aspects as well. But really with the project OS 200, what we're hoping to do is pull together all of these disparate parts of information related to this survey. So we have things like the letters that were written by some of the staff, so some contemporary correspondent. We have the OS name book. They had topographical experts who were bilingual, and they went out into the field and they collected information on the place names that eventually appeared on the map. And we also have something called the OS memoirs, and these were documents that detailed information on the different localities around the island, so aspects as diverse as folklore and archaeology. There's information in there about the economy, society, agriculture, the people, all sorts of things in there. So it's a real wealth of information.
And for contemporary cartographers and researchers and experts in this field, looking at that work that was done 200 years ago, it's an impressive body of work. It's work that, I mean, people I'm sure are looking now and are thinking, how did they do that?
It was genuinely revolutionary for the time, the achievement, and to map the whole country, and it was the first country in the world to be mapped at a large scale of 6 inches to the mile. And in fact, the team of the Ordnance Survey actually developed many new tools and techniques just for this specific survey that were later used in other projects in other parts of the world as well.